Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm Piers Duplock. My forum name on the forums is Piers_D, and I'm currently living in Leamington Spa.
Okay, so what made you first decide you wanted a career in the games industry, and why have you decided to attempt that with Train to Game?
It must have been just loving games so much, because I would literally run home, play a game, just because the world you can create in a game is very detailed, much like a movie or a book, and it's just amazing to be a part of that.
You're on the Train to Game Art and Animation course. Why did you choose that one of the four courses available in particular?
I'd already had some experience with Photoshop, and I'd like to have a little play around with that in my spare time. And when I realised, hey, I can actually, you know, make a career out of this, I thought, let's go for it. And I looked around, and Train to Game seemed to be the best option.
So what were you doing before you started the Train to Game course, and what are you doing now?
Before I started, I just got out of school, and I was unemployed. And I was just looking for, you know, career options, as it were. And now I'm moving on to section two in the course, working for Codemasters as a QA technician.
And how did you get the job at Codemasters?
I just saw a vacancy on their website, and I thought, hey, it'll be a great bit of experience if I get in there. If not, I'll just carry on with the course, like being unemployed. And I managed to get in.
Is being at Codemasters benefiting your course at all?
I'd definitely say so, because you learn a lot from the people there. Even in QA, you get a lot of aspiring developers and artists there, so you can learn a lot just from being near people when they're talking about certain things.
And how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life?
Sometimes it can get difficult with long hours and working weekends, but there always seems to be some time in the day to get stuff done.
And what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
Surprisingly, probably animation. I've heard that it's a bit of a difficult part of the course, but when I got onto it, things just clicked, and I'm really enjoying it.
And what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
Hopefully, I can get to probably the middle of Section 2, I'm hoping.
And what are you looking forward to in the Section 2 of the course?
Probably portfolio building. I'd really love to get a strong portfolio together.
And once you finish your Train to Game course, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
Hopefully an animator, maybe with Codemasters, possibly abroad, maybe somewhere like Epic or Bungie, maybe.
Can you see the Train to Game Art and Animation course helping you move forward within Codemasters?
Oh, definitely. It's already helped me a lot just in QA. I can spot things that some people may not be able to spot, because I've got the experience from what the course teaches.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.